Hello, in this project with Mr. Smith, our group interviewed the cleaner. She has been working at this school for 5 years. She works 8 hours a day and up to 40 hours a week. Before she came to this school to work as a cleaner, she used to work as a seamstress in a sewing company. There are only 4 cleaners for the whole school, so their job is extremely harsh. They wake up at 5:30 and finish at 3:30 or 4 every day. She doesn't have a dream job because her background didn't let her, and she just wishes for an easier job that pays more.
You might see the janitorial staff cleaning parts of the school and might underestimate their work, but they clean almost everything. The tables, the chairs, the lavatories. They also disinfect almost everything. They do trash duty, they do sweeping and mopping. Our interviewee also told us that the hardest job is mopping up the unfortunate messes that we call vomit. COVID caused her to have less breaks and more shifts, which makes her seem more tired. She also has a lunch break, which is her favorite part of the day, and she eats in the canteen after us. She also checks the toilet 4 times a day.
We found that the interview was very informative. We learned that she wakes up at 5:30 and finishes at 3:30. She works about 8 hours a day. Wouldn't you be tired if you had to work 8 hours a day with hardly any breaks? You'd be exhausted. So please respect their work and try to keep the school as clean as possible. In conclusion, being a cleaner isn't easy. Here are some ways to help them. If you see anything on the ground, throw it in the bin. Keep the washroom clean. Don't litter on the floor. Doing all these things will help the cleaners a lot. Thank you for listening.